Now chapter 3.
第9节.
Chapter 3 verse 9.
那三代议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，那是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。Behold,
I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at you.
Let us
have some prayer.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 又召聚我们在你的面前,
Lord, we thank you for calling us before your presence here today.
我们看见你在这一次大会里面, 实在向你的儿女们说话,
we have testified of how you have spoken to your children during this conference this week.
为主已经说过的话, 我们感谢你,
for what you have already spoken, we want to thank you.
我们为主还剩下一点的时间, 包括明天早晨, 恭敬地交在你的手里,
and for the remaining time, even up until tomorrow morning, we commit them into your hands.
因为你是Alpha, 你也是Omega,
because you are Alpha and you are the Omega.
你既然动了善功，就要成全这功。
And since you have began the good work, you will finish it.
所以我们把这些时间交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
当人在外面说话的时候, 我们求你在我们每一个人里面说话。
When man speaks outwardly, may you speak inwardly to each and every one of us.
但愿用你的同在，圣灵充满整个的聚会。
And may you presence the Holy Spirit completely in their midst.
我们一面经历你的同在。
On one hand, we experience your presence.
我们在深处也看见你的荣耀。
And in our depths, we see your glory.
我们就愿意把敬拜爱戴归给你。
We want to give you all the glory and our love.
不止荣耀征服我们。
Not only does your glory conquer us,
但愿你的爱也征服我们,
but may your love conquer us,
叫我们起来能答应你的呼召,
that we can answer your call,
能愿意为你做你自己的见证人,
that we can be the true witnesses for you.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer,
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名,
in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 我想大家都知道这次大会的主题是讲到 基督见证的恢复。
And we all know by now that the theme of the conference is the recovery of the testimony of Christ.
我的责任乃是说到在教会历史中见证的传承。
And my responsibility is in the church history, the receiving and passing on of the testimony.
按道理应该要说到2000年的故事。
I really should say a history of 2000 years.
我们只有两次的时间, 所以一次应该要说1000年。
So we only have 2 sessions, so each session we should cover 1,000 years.
但是大会非常的仁慈, 说第二天可以打6折。
But the conference management was very nice to us and said we can have a 40% discount on the second session.
所以讲到恢复，讲到改革运动就可以了。
So we only need to speak up until the Reformation.
但是从昨天晚上我们的经验我们就知道。
But through the experience from last night,
我们虽然是希望只讲 早期的最早的300年的历史,
even though we just wanted to cover the first 300 years of church history,
但时间实在是过得太快,
but time passes really quickly.
所以呢, 我不知道今天我们还能讲多少。
I don't know how much we'll be able to cover today.
也许我自动的要打六折。
And maybe automatically I'll give a further 40% discount.
但是不管怎么样，我们要知道，我们说到这三百年历史的时候。
But when we speak of the 300 years of history,
我们是用圣经里面的预言来做解释。
We use the explanation of prophecy in the Bible to explain.
因为历史的资料历史的事实太多了。
Because the data, historical data is just too much.
很多的故事也太多了。
Too many stories.
所以就圣灵能告诉我们那个重点在什么地方。
So only the Holy Spirit can tell us what the emphasis is.
那以弗所乃是说到放松的教会。
When we talk about the church in Ephesus, that means the church that has become lax.
主升天以后，一直到主后120年，大概就是以弗所教会的时代。
And the time of the church of Ephesus is from the ascension of our Lord to about 120 AD.
在这一段时间里面，我们看见教会开始放松了。
And from here we see that the church becomes loose.
然后接下来的是士美拿教会。
And then following that is Smyrna.
那就是100年到313年。
And that is from the year 120 to 313.
士美拿是受苦的意思，士美拿是末药的意思。
Smyrna means myrrh.
这给我们看见接下来差不多200年的教会是苦难中的教会。
And through that we see that the following 200 years is a suffering church.
所以我们可以简单的来说。
So simply speaking,
头300年教会的历史。
The first 300 years of church history.
一面是放松的故事。
On one hand is a story of being loose.
另一面是得胜的故事。
On the other hand is a victorious story.
如果一面他说到放松。
On one hand it is being lax or loose.
但另一面也说到得胜。
But on the other hand, it speaks of victory.
不管从哪个角度来看，我们都不管从哪个角度来看它，我们都能学到功课。
It doesn't matter from what angle we look at it, we can learn a lesson.
那要紧就是我们要来问，到底头使徒时代教会是怎么放松的？
So we want to ask, how did the church in the apostolic age become loose?
我们说过，如果以弗所是代表第一个就是使徒时代那个时期的教会。
If we are to say that Ephesus represents the church condition in the apostolic age,
我想最准确的历史资料就是约翰给我们。
Then we know that the most accurate historical data is what John gives us.
因为这七个教会就是当初的教会。
Because these seven churches were the churches of that time.
就是使徒时代的教会。
The churches of the apostolic age.
所以我们在讲义里面，我们特别写到小亚细亚的七个教会。
So when we mention it in our handout, we say the seven churches in Asia Minor.
但是这七个教会是代表性的。
But these seven churches are representative.
那时候当然有耶路撒冷的教会。
Of course, there was the church in Jerusalem.
有在罗马的教会。
The church in Rome.
有在安提阿的教会。
The church in Antioch.
有在别的地方的教会。
And other churches.
但圣灵特别用七个教会来代表第一个世纪的时候那个教会的光景。
But the Holy Spirit used these seven churches to represent the condition of the church during that time.
总的来说，那时候教会当然是放松。
And during that time, if we were to look at it, indeed the church became loose.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为七个教会里面，主要五个教会要悔改。
Because of the seven churches, the Lord said for five of them to repent.
他们好像离开了神的旨意。
It's as if they've left the will of God.
我们知道劝人悔改是劝罪人悔改。
So if we are to ask people to repent, that means we ask sinners to repent.
但是这些人已经蒙恩得救了。
But these have already been saved.
教会难道需要悔改吗？
Does the church need to repent?
弟兄姊妹，教会果然需要悔改。
Yes, the church needs to repent.
七个教会，五个教会需要悔改。
Of the seven churches, five had to repent.
然后主在每个教会呼召得胜。
And then out of each church, God called out for overcomers.
当教会大体失败的时候。
When at large, the church failed.
现在神要呼召有一般人来。
Represents the entire church in their repenting. They want to go back to their first love.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这个时候你看见，但是就在那个时候。
But during that time,
乃是那般得胜者来维持神的见证。
These overcomers kept God's testimony.
所以如果讲到七个教会。
If we are to speak of the seven churches,
讲到需要悔改,
speaking of repentance,
只要到他们有哪些是哪些这个哪些是放松的,
and to see which ones have become loose,
那太多太多了,
there are too many stories.
就像是以弗所怎样失去当初的爱。
Just like Ephesus, how they have lost the first love.
老底家怎样不冷不热。
How Laodicea is neither hot nor cold.
那弟兄姊妹，这里有太多需要悔改的。
There's too many things that need to be repented of.
弟兄姊妹，你要听懂主的话。
But you have to understand the Lord's word.
如果讲到这些放松的情形。
When we speak of being lax here.
当然，失去当初的爱是在神的心里，主在心里面。
Of course, losing the first love is in the Lord's heart.
不冷不热的光景叫我们的主伤心。
Not cold nor hot does indeed sadden our Lord.
但在这些软弱的情形。
But during these times of weakness,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们能听懂神的心意。
If we can understand his purpose,
你只要看他怎么讲了又讲，讲了又讲。
You can see he speaks and he speaks again.
你知道有的做女儿的长大了。
You know, some of those who are daughters, when they grow up,
那现在他也做了事情了。
And they start to work.
那爸爸妈妈在家里面。
And the dad and mom are at home.
晚上好不容易大家一起吃饭。
And then everybody starts to eat at dinner.
爸爸妈妈不一定要问长问短，你白天做什么，做这个做那个。
And the dad and mom are always inquiring of the daughter, what did you do today? How was your day?
你的工作怎么样？
How's your work?
爸爸怎么样？
How's your boss?
但你慢慢你就知道，妈妈爸爸常常讲什么事。
And then you'll always know that they will always come back to one topic.
你今天碰到白马王子。
Did you meet your prince today?
你知道讲你的老板怎么样？
When you speak of your boss,
也许讲两次。
Maybe they'll mention it twice.
但是讲到白马王子也讲了五次。
But when you speak of a prince, they'll speak of five times.
你就知道爸爸妈妈心里面在着急什么事。
You know what the dad and mom are really thinking in their heart.
女儿什么都很好。
This daughter is great.
到现在还没有嫁出去。
But she hasn't married yet.So they're worried about something.
他当然担心女儿的工作。
Of course, they're worried about her work.
但是你慢慢听她讲，你就知道她担心什么。
But when you hear what they're saying, you know exactly what they mean.
你看七个教，你读七个教会。
When you read the seven churches,
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it quite amazing?
有的时候一件事情主提了两次。
Sometimes the Lord will mention one thing twice.
在以弗所教会里面。
At the Church of Ephesus.
你看见我们的主提到米格拉信党的。
You see that the Lord mentions the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Actually, if you read here in to the letter to the Ephesus, here it says the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Before, it's just the deeds, not the teachings.
But when it comes to the Nicolaitans, it's just the deeds.
But when you reach Pergamum, it shows the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So the Nicolaitans was mentioned twice, brothers and sisters. When we speak of the church becoming lax, there is one thing that is heavy in the Lord, in God's heart. It is something that he keeps repeating and he cannot forget. When he thinks of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, he also thinks of the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Also, the word Jews is mentioned twice. It's mentioned once in Smyrna. And it speaks of the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews. And are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. And then in Philadelphia, it mentions it again. Those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not. They are the ones who lie. I will have them to come and bow down at your feet. And to know that I have loved you. Maybe you mentioned the Jews once, that's enough. How come the Lord mentions it once again? Brothers and sisters. Yes, in the apostolic age, the church indeed become lax. But here you see a special feature.
如果你要看见到底大体上是怎么放松的。
If you want to see how overall it became lax,
那么尼格拉党的行为和教训。
The teachings and the deeds of the Nicolaitans,
再加上犹太人的毁谤话和他的谎言。
Plus the slander and the lies of the Jews,
你把这些加在一起的时候。
If you add these together,
那么这个就应该是使徒时候教会是怎么放松的。
That is how the church became lax in the apostolic age.
因为这个和教会的见证发生关系。
Why? Because this has to do with the church's the testimony.
和基督的见证发生关系。
It has to do with the testimony of Christ.
慢慢你看见说基督的教会怎么变成这个样子。
Suddenly you will see how did the church become in this condition.
神当初有一个旨意。
Before God had a purpose.
但我们知道说因着主在十字架上的工作。
Because of his work on the cross.
他不是从死里复活。
Not only did he resurrect.
他也升天。
Not only did he,
然后,
he also ascended.
降下圣灵。
And then the Holy Spirit was poured down.
把我们在圣灵里进空中进城工作一个身体。
And in the Spirit we were baptized into one body.
基督的身体就开始了。
The body of Christ began.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
新酒只能装在新皮袋。
New wine can only be put in new wineskins.
基督的身体乃是那个新的皮袋。
The body of Christ is that new wineskin.
犹太教是旧的皮袋。
Judaism is the old wineskin.
今天你不可能把新酒放在旧的皮袋里。
Impossible for you to put the new wine into an old wineskin.
但是当时的基督徒。
But the Christians of that time.
尤其在耶路撒冷。
Especially those in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，因为他们刚开始乃是一般的犹太人。
Because when they began, they were a group of Jews.
他们受了传统许多的影响。
They were influenced by tradition.
他们转不过来。
They couldn't turn around.
像雅各就是一个伟大的使徒。
James. Just like James, he was a great disciple,
我们看,
apostle.
我们看见说主实在是用他。
The Lord really used him.
到了以使徒行传十五章教会开会的时候。
So when we arrive in Acts chapter 15,
你看雅各的话是最后的话。
James spoke the last word.
雅各的话乃代表圣灵所说的话。
James represented what the Holy Spirit wanted to say.
你没有疑问。
So unquestionably,
你看见说神，你看见生命是。那丰富的生命在这个弟兄的身上。
That life abundant was in him.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
等到他见到保罗的时候。
When he met Paul.
他说弟兄。
He said brother.
看见在耶路撒冷有几万人，有几万人。
There are thousands and myriads of those in Jerusalem.
好像说这些人都得救了。
As if they were all saved.
他们的确是得救了。
Yes, they were saved.
他们相信耶稣基督。
They believe in Jesus Christ.
但是又多讲了一句。
But he also added a word.
个个都为律法热心。
Each and every one of them were zealous for the law.
然后他劝保罗。
Then he said, Paul.
你为着免去误会。
So there will be no misunderstanding.
你也去跟他们献祭。
Why don't you go sacrifice with them?
你也去许愿。
You also go, also do your vows.
那么结果呢？他们在等祭司的时候。
And as they were waiting for the priest.
天上的神不能等。
The God in heaven could not wait.
圣灵不能等。
The Holy Spirit could not wait.
在那个时候。
At that time.
圣灵一定要保罗，一定就坚定了保罗的手。
Then the Holy Spirit handcuffed Paul's hands.
主知道，如果保罗再自由下去的话。
The Spirit knew that if he were to continue.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
他就是告诉我们说。
That means.
新酒乃是装在旧皮袋里。
The new wine being put into the old wineskin.
新酒不可以装在旧皮袋里。
You cannot do that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
结果你看见保罗就被监禁起来。
And then Paul was in prison.
保罗失去了自由。
Paul lost his freedom.
就在监狱里面。
And it was in the prison.
神开他的眼睛。
That was the Lord opened his eyes.
当他的眼睛被开启。
And when his eyes were opened.
他看见教会。
He saw that the church was the body of Christ. It is the fullness of the one who fills all in all. So when he was in the Roman prison, he saw what he saw 20 years ago on that road to Damascus. At that time there was light, but not many words. 20 years later, not only did he have light, he also had words. Not only did he see himself, but through God's word, he wanted others to see. Brothers and sisters, many brothers and sisters have to have their eyes open. James had to have his eyes open.
保罗 CADA 需要被开启。
Paul's own eyes had to be opened.
现在需要有话。
There had to be a word.
不只是保罗看见了。
Not only did Paul see.
现在保罗能借着神的话来发表它。
And through God's word, Paul can manifest it.
这就是以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
That is the book of Ephesus and Colossians.
哥罗西书让我们看见基督是教会的元首。
Colossians shows us that Christ is the head of the church.
这个是使徒写。
And Ephesians tells us that the church is the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, this vessel is a universal vessel. That is the new wineskin. All the other wineskins are too small. Judaism's main thought is the millennium.But what they see is the entire world. But what the Lord sees, but what the Lord wants, He wants something universal. Brothers and sisters, the head of the body of Christ is in heaven. The body is on earth.From the first century until now, through all the places it's added together, this is the new vessel. But brothers and sisters, we have to explain the first 300 years that the gospel can be spread throughout all the corners of the earth.At one point, the Roman Empire conquered the world. 300 years later, is the Church of God that conquered the Roman Empire. Where did this power come from? How is that possible? We said, because the Lord promised to these disciples, from Jerusalem all the way to the remotest parts of the earth, they will receive that power from heaven, and then they can be testimony, witnesses for the Lord. Is it one by one? No. On the day of Pentecost, not only did they receive the power from heaven, and we saw the body of Christ was born. In the body of Christ, there is no Jew, no Greek. Brothers and sisters, that oneness is the oneness in the body. And through that bodily power, the gospel can be preached. So last evening we saw, at the very end, in the entire Roman Empire, out of every two citizens, one was a Christian. That's quite amazing. No matter what angle you look at it, this is the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. But brothers and sisters, at this time, according to God's word, when John writes these seven letters, when we see them in the first century, in the apostolic age, the church has become lax. How did it become lax? It's quite amazing. What does Nicolaitan mean? Those who study Greek tell us. The first part of the word means to conquer.The Laotian part means the common people. So when you speak of the church becoming lax, it says that there are a group of people who have conquered the common people. Before, everybody were common people. But because the church has become lax,